Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Suzanne Klaproth, who's director of Domatex. Suzanne, how are you doing?
Thanks. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm talking to you. You're in Germany. I wanted to talk to you about Domatex. I guess you're heavily into the planning process for Domatex next year. That show is probably the largest flooring show in the world. It focuses on every category with the exception, I mean, there's a little bit of ceramic tile, but most of the other flooring categories are featured at this show. It's a great place to go if you're interested in seeing what the world has to offer. I think there's over 1,400 manufacturers that come to that show. And next year, it's in January from the 12th to the 15th. Is that right?
Exactly. And we expect, once again, about 1,400 exhibitors from nearly all over the world. Mm-hmm. So we have more than 80% of all our exhibitors are coming from outside Germany, from about 60 countries.
Right. You know, we've had a global recession, so we've all been through this now for almost 6 years. But last year, I was there, and the attendance was almost back up to a healthy level of around 45,000 people, right?
Exactly. We had about 46,000 visitors, mm-hmm. and this was an increase of about 20% compared to the year before. So mm-hmm. this shows also importance Domotex has for the industry worldwide, because they focus and concentrate on Domotex mainly. Mm-hmm. And we made the experience that all some of the major players, they replaced their own trade shows or their own showrooms and decided to be part of Domotex once again.
Mm-hmm. And you actually made a lot of changes to the show last year. You moved the contract area into a different space and shuffled up some of the different buildings. And last year you had a focus on the wood flooring category in what you called the Wood Flooring Summit, and that was a success, wasn't it?
Yes, it was really great, because we had to consider that some of the major players in Europe from the wood flooring sector, they decided to have their own individual marketing strategies. They started road shows and showrooms and so on, but there was no focus on the product group within Domotex. So we had a very intensive discussion with the industry, and we made some proposals that if they come together as a, let's say, as a group, as a joint presentation, this helps to bring attention to the product group, and this helps to bring attention for the visitors also. And so we were very happy to win some of the major players back to be an exhibitor at Domotex in 2012.
And this year you're changing your focus again, which is always good because it keeps things fresh. And this year your focus is in deluxe flooring, is what you're calling it, right?
Yes, we call it deluxe flooring. This means we are focusing on premium floor coverings. So we do not have just one product group in focus. We have the premium products in focus, and we concentrate on the textile flooring wall-to-wall as well as parquet and laminate, because we had to consider that also the textile industry, also in Europe, the wall-to-wall carpet producers, that they said, well, this was such a success, the Wood Flooring Summit, we would appreciate if we have a similar platform for our products as well. So we started very early with the discussion, and so we decided to have this focus for 2013.
So just to reiterate, there's a little bit of translation there. Parquet is the German word for hardwood.
Yeah, you're right, yes.
And laminate, obviously, we know what that is. You say wall-to-wall, you're talking about carpet, and then also, I guess, rugs, right?
Yeah. No, not if it's a matter of translation, because wall-to-wall coverings are companies for us, like in Germany, Vorwerk, for example, Balta from Belgium, or a Mohawk from the U.S., and we have a lot of companies with what we call area rugs, machine-made or handmade area rugs. So we are focusing on the wall-to-wall carpet.
Now, as part of this, you have a new item called concept rooms. Tell us what concept rooms are.
Yeah, one part of the Flooring Deluxe concept is that we want to focus on the different product and the unique and the quality of these kind of products. So what we offer to the exhibitors for the first time, if they have their own company presentation on their own stand, on their own booth, in addition, they have the chance to get a room, let's say 60 square meters, 20 square meters, something like this, mm-hmm. and there they can have a very creative product installation to show the variety and the quality of their products. It's not the kind of product presentation, just to give inspiration, to show their creativity, to show the different philosophy of the companies. This is an additional opportunity to present themselves to the visitors.
Okay, now we call those vignettes because it's usually just highlighting one or two products. Will this be in the same area as the booth, or will it be in another area?
Yes, it will be centrally located within Hall 6, where most of the wall-to-wall carpet producers will be showing. And we have a second area in Hall 9 with the hardwood flooring and the laminate flooring company. So there will be two areas for Flooring Deluxe next year.
I usually go to Domatex Germany, and you have many other Domatex shows, and we can talk briefly about that in a minute, but this is your premier show. This is the biggest of the shows. Just to reiterate to some of our listeners' benefits, every year when I go, Mohawk is usually there, BoU, Dixie, Mannington Commercial, and then you have Tarkett and IVC. Obviously, those are international companies. And then we have two pavilions. Usually, one of them is the equipment and yarn manufacturers are in the AFA area, and then you have the NWFA, which is the hardwood area. Is that still going to continue?
Yes, we have these two groups stand for many, many years right now, and we are very happy about the support we get from the associations. So this will be continued for 2030. We will have these two pavilions once again.
I think you have a new member of the board, executive director, that took the place of Stefan Kuhne. Tell me what his name is.
It's Jochen Köckler. He joined us at the beginning of February this year to replace Mr. Kuhne in the board of directors, and he's in charge of Domotex, but also for a lot of other international trade shows which take place here in Hanover.
Let's talk briefly about two shows you have just around the corner. You have Domotex Russia coming up at the end of this month, September, and then you have Domotex Middle East, which I believe changed locations, and that's in November, right?
Yeah, we started about 10 years ago with our Domotex events outside Germany. The first edition took place in Shanghai in China, which is called Domotex Asia China Floor. It's about half the size of Domotex Hanover in the meantime, a real success story. And then we started about, I think, 6 years ago to establish a smaller Domotex event in the Middle East. We started in Dubai, and then we moved. For this year, for the first time, we moved to Istanbul. It will be held at the beginning of November. Because Turkey is one of the most fastest-growing countries in Europe, and especially with respect to the textile industry, it's a very interesting spot. The next event, it's Domotex Russia. It will take place in about 2 weeks. We'll start on the 26th of September in Moscow. So it's the first edition of this show in Russia, because it's also a very interesting market. And it's combined, it takes place on the same venue at the same time as the Heimtextil show from the Messe Frankfurt, for example.
Okay. Now, just one last question. The bookings for these shows, does that give you an indication how Domotex, what I call the mothership, the German show, do you anticipate that to be at least as strong as last year?
We think we will have nearly the same size than 2012, but we have to admit that 2012 edition was the second successful we ever had in the history of Domotex Hanover, also because of the wood flooring summit. But right now, I think we are on a very good track for 2013. And you've mentioned it right at the beginning. There are some countries in Europe which are suffering with the economic situation. But on the other hand, if you have a look at the list of exhibitors right now for January 2012, the people are very convinced and rely on the importance of Domotex. So this will be a quite stable situation.
And unlike in the United States, where we have a commercial show called Neocon and a residential show called Surfaces, Domotex handles both of those areas, right?
We handle both of these areas. The origin of Domotex, of course, was the retail and the wholesale sector, but in the meantime, we also work together with our customers to bring it more and more also to a commercial show, because I think there's a certain trend as well that any kind of floor coverings get more and more interest on the side of the press, journalists, but also for the consumers.
Okay, Suzanne, it's good, great to talk to you again. Look forward to seeing you in Germany in January, January 12th or the 15th. We've been talking to Suzanne Klaproth, who's director of Domotex, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.